Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that music means it's time for Donnie's balls, his three-game balls for Chargers 25, Steelers 10. We want to give you a proverbial game ball for helping us become the 2025 Marconi Award winner for Best Station of the Year. That's going to take place Monday, November 17th, so a week from tonight, at the Drum Bar at Rivers Casino. We are giving out free drinks to the first 300 guests. So come chill with us, say hello, watch a little Monday Night Football, pit basketball, drinks on us to celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio. All right. Let's get to the game balls. We'll take more calls. We'll get to the latest on the Steelers wide receiver 2 fiasco and what it was like without somebody coming to help out the Steelers receiver core last night after what went down.
I'm on pins and needles for this, Don, because I don't play along with your and Pony's game formally of can you name the same three, but there's only one that like strikes me as just has to be on here.
I'm thinking one. There's Steeler made the list and got the third ball.
I do not have a Steeler on the list.
Ooh.
Well, can I say who it would have? Would it have been Warren?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought Warren was going to sneak on there. So who instead got game ball number three?
I think Donnie, you're going to be surprised by number three. It is a former Steeler that made the list.
No.
Dante Jackson.
Dante Jackson is my number three. Jack and I had Jack help me a little bit on this because I wanted to figure out how often were the corners on DK Metcalf? Now, it was pretty split between those guys, between Cam Hart and Dante Jackson, but they both shut him down, and he had the pick at the end of the game as the little cherry on top. So I thought a lot about giving it to Cam Hart, but I guess the interception, I gave it to Dante Jackson.
Here is Aaron Rodgers on those interceptions.
The one play I threw to Jalen Speed, that was a run call. I was looking at the backside. We had a huge cavity to throw at the DK, and they just for whatever reason the guy dropped out right in the window, so we had nothing. Kind of live with those plays sometimes. Usually they work for big games.
Mistakes happen. They did in this game. We were told on Friday by the play-by-play voice of the Chargers that Dante Jackson was, what was it, a gentleman C+?
Yes.
Was the Grady game him on the air?
It was the old, I am the Chargers play-by-play voice. I can't really say what this guy's played like all year, but here's what I will say. That was exactly how it was characterized, Pony.
And he stepped up to make the Steelers, I guess, in some ways regret letting him walk, especially when we're watching their corners drop like flies. Joey Porter Jr. drop an interception that's thrown right to him, and Brandon Echols get cooked like a piece of bacon in the microwave.
We should have started a counter. I mean, I guess we wouldn't have really known this. The amount of times that Darius Slay just gets like dinged up and leaves a game and it's nothing serious, and then he ends up coming back in and then he's dinged up again.
Well, obviously this one was a stay out game. Yeah. Porter had one of those yesterday, but he's a much younger
person. I feel like Slay did that three times against the Colts.
He did. Oh, he got dinged up. I mean, I'm never going to minimize it, too, because we always see it in slow motion, so I'm sure it's a lot harder of a hit than it looks like. But
yeah,
the concussion play even looked strange. It did not look like the kind of NFL play that we've all seen where we go, uh-oh. You know what I mean? Like, even Jackson Dart yesterday got fallen on by, like, six different people.
Donnie, game ball number two.
Ladd McConkey.
Ooh, I had him one.
Yeah, I would have had him one, too.
Had 100-plus, had the touchdown. I mean, maybe if he had more grabs. I mean, he made him count. He had the touchdown. He had the 58-yarder that felt like that was really the, you know, that was the play that, like, broke the dam open where their defense just didn't have it anymore. Because I really don't put much of this game on the defense. I mean, they...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Poor Eccles had no prayer on that touchdown, too. God, and then Collinsworth sitting in there. He's had a bad night in the booth. And
Collinsworth was orgasmic after watching that touchdown.
They do just show the move McConkey puts on him, and that's an impossible job for
There's no stopping that move right there, Mike.
It is funny because as much as Collinsworth was annoying, he's also right about that play. I'm sorry.
Look at Phil McConkey score that touchdown right there, Mike.
You could put who's the best slot corner ever. Put anybody you want there. No one's stopping that play. No one.
Aaron Rodgers, you can tell the way he talks about it. Said they were trying to move him to tackle. And I don't think Aaron let it happen. Like, he knew what he had, and he has really been getting to him.
I don't think Aaron let it happen.
I am not being accusatory here. This is a genuine question. Do you ever think that there is a chance that Collinsworth, maybe, before a game, has like a hot toddy, not a literal hot toddy, but you know what I mean, and goes in there just
buzzed?
A little bit more, not buzz, no, not buzz, just a little more ebullient than he otherwise would
be. No, I think that's his
be.
Natural
sliding
setting.
Into the booth.
See, they don't really do that slow pan anymore.
They don't.
Like, that used to be great.
You think they got complaints about
that? I don't get why. Everybody started to love it. We loved it in college, and then...
I think that's the most Ben Roethlisberger thing Aaron Rodgers has ever done, if that's true. Because I could 100% see Ben, like, in a production meeting or on the air with us back when he was doing our show, say something like, oh, yeah, the guys wanted to – I had to talk the front office out of making him a left tackle. I had to sit down. I told Kevin. I told Mike. I need him as a tight end, and they listened to me. Ben Roethlisberger, all-knowing. All right, so, man, who's number one? Vidal?
Vidal Sassoon? I gave him number one.
He did break a couple
Kamani
runs.
Vidal.
He broke a couple decent runs on them. He started to get churning.
And I felt like you come off the game against Jonathan Taylor where you knew it was such an emphasis on him. He goes off again yesterday.
Yep.
What do you have, 250 and three touchdowns?
He had the biggest game, I think, by a back in the NFL this year.
Longest touchdown run, too.
Yeah, and it just felt like, okay, we don't have to worry about that guy this week. And not that he had a monster game, but he had a good one. And I mean, before a couple of weeks ago, he was a nobody. They're down to running back three on their depth chart, and the guy still has a good game.
He was running it well enough late in that game that I kind of got I got the sense watching it when the game was still in semi-doubt that he was breaking off enough significant gains that Tomlin would, like, specify after the game. You know, this
right,
Vidal
like,
started to hurt us.
Yeah,
blah,
they were
blah,
able
blah.
Like they were able to lean on the Steelers a little bit because of him.
I'm going to make a prediction. That's tangential to Vidal. I think Desmond Reed is going to get picked around the same spot, like fifth or sixth round because of his size and injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to go somewhere and very quickly help somebody.
What do you think is the absolute, not nightmare team, that's not the right way I'm putting it. In terms of what you know about how a team schemes their guys up, best place where Des Reed could go where he's going to cook a little, like right away and put up shockingly good numbers. Like, is him in a...
Right away?
Like a Rams or a Frisco, like as a change of pace guy.
Well, I think San Francisco would be great as like the Christian McCaffrey understudy, but he's not going to put up numbers there unless he gets playing time.
He's also smaller than Vidal, though, isn't he? I mean, Vidal's listed at 5'8", 215. That's pretty...
What do you think Reed is?
No, I'm saying more the weight. I think Reed is a lot lighter.
I think he'll beef up. You don't think so?
Desmond Reed. I'm going to see if they list. He's listed at 5'8", 175.
Yeah, he's got to beef up. Here's Tomlin on the run defense problems.
Just on the grass too long. We didn't convert enough third downs. The time of possession was what it was. Collectives and individuals wear down when you're not standing up.
Funny, on the grass too long is what ruined Martavis Bryant's career. Hold on. He YouTube-only gag right there.
I get it. The offense went three and out a ton, and they didn't convert a third down until the game was basically over.
Yes.
But he still can't bring himself to blame his defense. It's the offense's fault that Vidal was good.
I just thought they had good little scheme, and they were, you know, again, moving people. They were moving. I know, you know, there can be a lot said about the defense, and maybe there's time for that later, but when they don't get turnovers, man, when they don't splash stuff, whew, it ain't good.
All right, coming up next, thank you, Donnie, for that. We're going to get into this wide receiver two thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.